The Strait of Hormuz has become a household name due to the war in the Middle East, with the conflict blocking the key oil shipping route, which has sent fuel prices soaring. Iran's tightening its grip on the strait with a new transit regime. So with so much spotlight on it, let's explore a bit more on the Strait of Hormuz. So it's a narrow bit of water about 160 kilometres long. It has Iran on one side and Oman on the other. It's the only passage connecting the waters of the Persian Gulf to the open ocean. And that's important because the Persian Gulf is where a lot of oil comes from. And it's not just crude oil. The transport of liquefied natural gas, petrol, diesel, fertilizer, and other cargo also relies on the channel. So a lot of the world, including Australia, relies on the Strait of Hormuz to get the supplies we need, especially when it comes to fuel and energy. Historically, the Strait's been governed by international maritime law, although Iran's powerful navy has long been able to exert a lot of control over it. So when the US and Israel bombed Iran and killed its supreme leader back in February, Iran started blocking passage through the channel, boarding ships and laying explosives. At the same time, the US has been blocking Iranian ports. All that means global supply chains have been majorly disrupted, and the Strait of Hormuz remains a hot topic. In early May, Iran launched something called the Persian Gulf Strait Authority and put out a map declaring a controlled maritime zone across the waterway. It then sent out a warning to ships that they'd need Iranian authorization to pass through. According to a Reuters investigation, Iran's system uses a tiered approval process, with vessels linked to its allies like Russia and China reportedly receiving priority access, followed by countries like India and Pakistan. Other ships require separate government agreements or direct approval from Iran, which has denied access to American and Israeli ships. There are also reports ships not covered by formal agreements are paying Iran for passage, which opens up a whole new can of worms when it comes to rules around maritime law, insurance, and US sanctions. It's unclear exactly how Iran's new system will play out, but leaders around the world are continuing to call for an end to the war and the reopening of the strait.